Danny, I'm honoured.
Don't get carried away. You might hang up and say, well, that wasn't the experience I anticipated.
Okay.
What have you got for us, Andy?
Oh, last New Year's Eve, around my friend Simon's house for a little gathering.
Yeah, this is our phone-in. Have you ever made a stain worse?
That's right. Yes, it wasn't me, actually. And Nick, who can be described as nonchalant at the best, spilled a large glass of red wine on Simon's beige carpet.
Now, I'm told if you put salt on that, it dissolves.
White
no,
wine.
Sorry. No.
This is what I was going to say, because...
I'm sorry, it's not that. I'm thinking of slugs, not red wine.
Kirby.
Yes.
We all thought of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And we were just trying to think. Salt and white wine, wasn't it?
I think it is, yeah. You know, as I say, it equally does work on pesky garden snails.
We tried that.
Yeah.
Didn't make any difference. So I was on the internet, Googling, and I found bicarbonate soda. And Si's girlfriend Linda was desperately back and forth to the kitchen, bicarbonate soda. Now Nick happens to be a pharmacist, okay?
Yes.
And he was sitting on the chair, very nonchalant at best, not really helping, just sort of giving vague advice. And then I found vinegar as well.
Yeah, vinegar, just the whole thing. And you know, how could this possibly make a stain worse, what you're putting on it?
Linda went and got the vinegar, and so I poured it on, and Nick said, oh, no, this is going to be a chemical reaction. And it started fizzing up and turned bright green.
Did it? What was it spilled on?
It was spilled on a beige carpet.
Well, I don't know. No, you're all making faces in here. I'm saying you can walk out of here to some of the pricier places in London, and they have carpets with bright green explosions on them. Jackson Archie. Pollock in Bond Street, they call it. And how big, much bigger had it got?
It got a lot. It probably went from about half a foot to about almost a metre wide, I should say, by the time it fizzed up.
And the upshot of this, did you then find the right solution, or did you just leg it?
Nick legged it. Nick, yeah. After about half an hour, said, there's a better party up the road.
Yeah.
Got off his chair and disappeared.
Yeah.
And I left with this lady I was seeing at the time, and with...
Good man.
Si scrubbing away and still Googling, I think.
Let me ask you this, Andy. Just run through the list of things that you put on this ordinary red wine stain, which in a pinch you might have been able to get out. What is the full list again?
Salt, white wine.
Yeah.
Bicarbonate soda.
Yeah.
Vinegar,
yeah.
And some sort of carpet, that vanished carpet cleaner,
yeah.
Which I think actually did the trick after a few weeks.
After a few, yeah, sure. It probably just aged and went out. But yeah, I'm telling you, if you look online for those ingredients, the special branch come and take you away. There's our friend Andy in Brighton there, again, making a stain worse.
Move the sofa.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what throw rugs are for. Ah, so we are doing this much stain.